We now have some news stories, including offers of help to the government from Lotus, the massive potato surplus, a busy time for a cycle repairman, and seagulls have gone into their own lockdown. But first, a boss tells how he was asked for money to avoid a reputation attack.
A Norfolk estate agent has hit out at scammers who targeted his firm at a time when businesses like ours are trying to survive. Jamie Miners, who runs Miners and Brady, was targeted, along with other businesses, by a person on Facebook asking for money. Otherwise, they would carry out a reputation attack. Mr. Miners ignored the threat and awoke the next day to a series of bad recommendations posted on social media. Two other local firms, a mortgage company based in Norwich and a market florist's, were targeted in the same bribery scam. It comes as police and trading standards are warning people to be aware of various scams circulating amid coronavirus. Mr. Miners, who runs offices in Dereham, Caister and Wroxham, which are all currently closed because of coronavirus, was asked to pay £199 in Bitcoin cryptocurrency. The message from the scammer was clear. I would like to inform you that I have been paid to carry out a reputation attack on your company. This will be started with 25 negative one-star reviews. The attack will continue every day with an additional 25 negative reviews if you do not decide to pay £199. The reviews appeared, but luckily Mr. Miner's real customers rallied, with hundreds posting good reviews. After this, the scammers contacted Mr. Miners, threatening to do it again. Another firm, Independent Mortgages and Financial Solutions, King Street, was hit by the same scam, as was Carey's Flowers, Norwich Market. Volunteers and health workers can get a new parking permit to make it easier for them to park across Norfolk while helping people during the coronavirus pandemic. County, city, borough and district councils have joined forces to create the new permits, which will allow free parking on street and in council-run car parks for key workers and community volunteers helping people across Norfolk. Outside of Norwich, people can apply online by providing a photo of their work ID badge or proof they are registered with the NHS scheme if they are a community volunteer. In Norwich, organisations can apply to the City Council for a key worker permit that is emailed to them for eligible users to print off at home or work. The Chief Executive of Lotus has offered the government the use of its Hethel facility as a makeshift hospital in the war against coronavirus. Phil Popham, the boss of Lotus, said that he had made an open offer for the manufacturing base with its buildings and space to be used in the crisis. He is also offering up his designers and engineers to make ventilators. Meanwhile, he revealed Lotus's Chinese owners, Geely, were making an airdrop of 50,000 surgical-grade masks and 1,000 gowns to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital because of its link with the car firm. Mr. Popham said Lotus was about to furlough 600 production staff using the job retention scheme, but paying them the extra 20%, meaning they will be at home on full pay. He said Lotus had invested £400,000 into new IT equipment and systems to make it possible for 750 staff to work from home. About 30 to 40 security and maintenance staff remain at Hethel, which is on lockdown. They are notorious seaside scavengers known for their shrill squawking and love of chips. But Great Yarmouth's gulls appear to have gone into their own form of coronavirus lockdown. According to Viola Ross-Smith, expert at the British Trust for Ornithology, Yarmouth's feathered friends will be facing an adjustment period brought on by the absence of people in the town centre. But as a seabird researcher with a PhD in gulls from Cardiff University, Miss Ross Smith knows these creatures well, and she's confident that they will not be going hungry. She said, "Gulls, as a species, eat a whole range of resources. They eat everything from moles to chips to berries and worms. So as a species, they will be fine." Because individual gulls specialise in one particular food source, the ones who specialise in chips will probably be raiding dustbins and landfills, since all those food sources are still available. I don't think there is any danger of the seagulls starving to death, but it might be that they have to adjust. Likewise, Tony Whitehead from the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds calls gulls very adaptable creatures. Though a lot of them breed in urban areas, urban colony gulls usually do a lot of their feeding at sea or inland on things like landfill sites. The feeding in town centres, believe it or not, is just opportunism. It is not their main food source. They don't rely on chips to survive and will definitely be back hovering around the marketplace once people return. The closure of chip shops and McDonald's takeaways has left a glut of potatoes without a market as farmers grapple with a huge amount of market disruption and uncertainty. Farming leaders said while some potato sectors have seen a massive increase in demand, others have been severely impacted by widespread closures within the food service industry. In particular, the National Farmers Union says the closure of McDonald's has affected supplies into processor McCain, with farmers being asked to voluntarily reduce their cropping areas to grow fewer of the potato varieties which would be used to make fries. Meanwhile, the loss of trade from fish and chip shops has had a major impact on the bagging sector. While some growers have successfully redirected 25 kilogram bags to satisfy high demand at local grocery stores, others are being encouraged to contact potato packing businesses about selling the bulk into the mainstream retail market. The NFU is encouraging retailers to relax specifications in order to take potatoes that were originally destined for the food service sector, but says there is still likely to be hundreds of thousands of tons of fresh chipping and processing potatoes that are available. Norfolk potato specialist Tony Bambridge is managing director of B&C Farming in Marsham and a former county chairman for the NFU. He said he was confident that the supply chain would adapt to divert potatoes into retail products. Meanwhile, his farm is one of many which has created mini supply chains to sell surplus potatoes from their farm gates. New online library memberships have rocketed by up to 770% in some parts of the country as the nation turns to books for solace. With instructions to stay home, e and audiobooks are being increasingly sought to help soothe anxious minds, the local government association said. Despite all council-owned library buildings closing amid the pandemic, services have seen a surge in requests for digital resources. A Norfolk cycle repairman is seeing a spike in trade as people turn to pedal power for exercise. Andrew Morris, known as Mr. Cycle and a keen cyclist himself, is busier than usual because of the amount of people digging out old bikes for their permitted daily exercise. It comes as the Beryl bike scheme, which launched in Norwich earlier this month, announced the use of its cycles is now free to use for all NHS staff. Mr. Morris, who runs his bike repair firm from Wyndham, where he lives, is having to take new measures to ensure he and customers stay safe, washing bikes down before working on them, and then again before handing them back.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities.
After months spent learning their cues and lines, children from a Norfolk primary school were heartbroken when the coronavirus lockdown cancelled their school play. Year 5 and 6 children from St William's Primary School in Thorpe St Andrew were due to perform their version of The Jungle Book, which they had been rehearsing since January. As the play sadly couldn't go ahead, the school asked children and staff to fill themselves, speaking their lines and singing Bare Necessities. Mrs. Shiras said, "The song seems really relevant. Don't go out apart from for the bare necessities. It's a positive message, and we all sang together. I think anything that makes people feel they belong to a community beyond their homes is really important at the moment. We're all in small spaces, and the more we keep people connected, that's positive." With more than 72 speaking lines written for the Year 5 and 6 children, most of the children sent in their lines and part of the song for the heartwarming video.
"Well, next time, beware. Don't pick the prickly pear by the paw. When you pick a pear, try to use the claw. But you don't..."